The following example is two side-by-side videos of a simulation of bad side street detection on the left and good side street detection on the right. On the left, the detectors continually max out, in other words, the vehicles are not being detected and the signal is always going out to its full maximum time. On the right, the detection is being maintained and the vehicles are able to flow. And when the side street has no more demand, it is allowed to gap out, giving back the time to the main street. As noted, notice the side street is holding the green. On the right, the side street gaps out, in other words, terminates the green. On the left, notice how the queues in the southbound direction continue to build, build, and build. On the right, notice how the queues are clearing. This is due to the fact that the unused time on the side street is going back to the main street, allowing it more time. There's a higher view and you can see the queues on the left-hand side with the large backup. The queues on the right-hand side are clearing out. Here's a static graphic showing the delay per vehicle. In this case, the red would indicate high delays of greater than 80 seconds per vehicle. Here's a static graphic of the queues. The red would indicate the maximum observed queues. On the right, you'll notice the maximum observed queue does not go back nearly as far. There we've highlighted the maximum queue with good detection on the side street. With poor detection on the side street, the max queue will be much further back. In fact, from the simulation, it goes all the way off the end of the network. Here's information on the maximum queue. With bad detection, it's over 1900 feet, only 600 with good side street detection. These are upstream block times, saying which percent of the time the queues are backing up to the end of the link. Notice the upstream block time for the good side is 0%, whereas with the bad detection, it backs up to the end of the link 47% of the time.